Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, and we were listing nafgaminos as to the understanding of the havamin of the Gemara that chalav should be usur ba'achila because it comes from a chai. We saw three basic opinions. One is altz eiver min achai or basur min achai. The other is altz isur yotze, that it comes out from an eiver min achai. And the third is because the Noda Bihuda of the Isser Essay of Eino Zavuach. It's Yosem Isser Essay Shel Eino Zavuach. We saw three nafkaminas in the previous year. We also saw that for Meme Chol would be a nafkamina la Maisa, according to the opinions in the Rishonim, that one is now allowed to drink Meme Cholov, which is the liquid that's separated from the from when making cheese. It's the liquid that separates from the cheese. That would be forbidden to be drinking and drunk. One would be forbidden to drink. And we saw various nafgaminas as to the different tamim and when it comes to a ben noach, and now we're going to continue again based on the Torah, Mar Rabbi Agon Agolo, Chaim Meir Harwitzlit. Another nafgamina would be Bechatzi Shir Mimei Chalav. The Rabbi Kiveger in his Chadushin Techulin Kofchaf Amar Aleph is Mechadesh that according to the Rambam, that you're not loka and iser yotze that we mentioned in the previous shir, the din would be that you don't get. There's also not going to be an iser chatzi shir, because the reason a chatzi shir is aser because it's chazia leitzterufe, because it can be mitzdarif to a whole shir, and if in a whole shir there's no malchus, then there's no iser chatzi shir. So if you would have chatzi shir meimei chalav, so the nafkamina would be, is there going to be an iser chatzi shir? Because if you hold that it's altz iser yotze, because Rabbi Kiva says that according to the Rambam, that you don't get malchus on iser yotze, the din would be there's also not going to be chatzi shir, because the reason of chatzi shir is because the chaz leitz tarufe, and if it's mitzdarif and it goes to a whole shir, there's going to be no malchus. There's also not a malchus on a half a shir. But according to Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, then Yintruma Tumei, Rabbi Kiveger proves that even if there is no malchus, there is still going to be an iser chatzi shir. So according to that, the din would be split up three ways. According to the tzad, that the iser chalav is altz eiver min achai, so chatzi shir is aser, because on eiver min hachai there is malchus. So since on eiver min hachai there is malchus, if one would have a half a shear of mechalav, it would also be aser. Because if there's malchus for a whole shear, there's certainly going to be an iser for a half a shear, for a chatzi shear, less than a shear. Because on the whole shear of Eiver Min Achai, there's malchus. According to the tzad, that the iser chalav, or mechalav, is altz yotze me Eiver Min Achai, so a chatzi shear, we come to the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas that we just mentioned, that according to the Rambam, that ein lokan al iser yotze, and there's also not going to be a din of iser chatzi shear, because the reason of chatzi shir is only chazi litzterufe to an iser malchus, but there's no iser malchus, so it's not going to be an iser chatzi shir. Ze davar sheni. That's according to the tzad that it's altz yotze me'eiver nachai. According to the Rambam, there's not going to be chatzi shir, and according to Tosfos, there will be, because according to Tosfos, even if there's no malchus, there's still an iser of chatzi shir. According to Noda Bihuda, that the iser of cholav is altz yotze mi iser esse she'eno zavuach, so according to that it would be more chamor, because even pachos mikizayis is aser legamri, even according to Reish Lakish, that chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. Why is that? Because the Prima Gadim says in his psicha l'hilchos shchita sharosh habeis she iser she'eno zavuach kevin shelok siv be'achila v'loshin siv v'yemeniya shira b'chol shehu. Zok the Prima Gadim mechidush that the iser esse she'eno zavuach doesn't say l'loshin achila, eat, don't eat, so me'mele the shir is kol shehu. So according to that, we could say that huad in linin yotze midar v'sheino zavuach, that the iser is going to be kolshu, just like eino zavuach, the iser is kolshu. So shu yotzu from eino zavuach is also going to be kolshu. So then chatzi shir mei cholav is going to be aser. So that's nafkamina number four. Nafkamina number five is Le'enyin Meimei Chalav Shel Isha G'suba Samach Aleph from Samach Amid Aleph. We learn from the pasuk as a gomel came out of Geiruhu. We darshan Hu Tamei Ve'en Chalav Mahalcha Ishtayim Tamei the Chalav Adam Mutter, that the Chalav of a human being, of a woman, is Mutter. The Magen Mishnah and Perek Beis Machal Suras Halacha Gimel writes that the Jerash is coming to teach us that there's no Isser Yotze Midavar She'aser Be'Isser Esei Ela B'Loise Esei Basar Adam in bo ela iser ase, that the iser yotze is only from something that is aser be iser los ase. Basar Adam, human flesh, is only aser to be eaten be iser ase. So what comes out of the human flesh, milk, is also going to be aser be iser ase, and it's only al tiyotze. So since human flesh is an iser ase, there's no iser yotze be iser ase. And therefore, milk, human milk, is permitted. So dafka es hagamul kimal geiruhu hu tamei ve'en chalav mahal chishtayim tamei, because chalav adam is mutter, because iser yotze is only if it's coming out of something that's los aseid and not something that's aseid. Ayin b'divrei hashach b'yoradayin tesif kat gimel radbaz and the tshuvas chelik vav simen beis alafim kuf alaf. However, the Ritva and Ksubas writes a chidush gadol that even by an Adam, there is an Iser, Aver Min HaChai. Wow, what a big Kiddush. So according to that, it would emerge L'dasa Ritva, that if not for the Jerusha to be Matur Chol of Adam, we have a Havamina, that a woman's milk would be Aser Midin Aver Min HaChai, or Midin Yotze Aver Min HaChai. So even after the Alfusa, that Chol of Adam is Mutter, nevertheless, according to the Ramban and the Urayim that we mentioned in the previous year, Haya Min HaDin, that Mei Mei Chol of Shel Isha, it's going to be Aser, because the Alfusa to be Matir Chalav doesn't come to be Matir Meme Chalav. So it's going to be Aser, Alts Iser, Eivr Men HaChai, or Yotze Me Eivr Men HaChai. Wow! But according to the Noda Bihuda, that Chalav is not Eivr Men HaChai, it's not Yotze Me Eivr Men HaChai, rather it's Yotze Me Sushenu Zavuach. So according to that, b'chalav isha, there's no mitzvah zvicha. It's nothing to talk about. There's no mitzvah shach the human being. So therefore, there's not shaykh at all to there's no iser to talk about over here. When it comes to the milk of a woman, alts iser yotze mi iser asei shalenu zavuach. And that we require a pasuk to be matir milk is because hava mina. Lesser hachalav midin yotze mipsar adam, she'aser be'esei. That as we saw in the Magid Mishnah. So come mashmal on the pasuk that be'eser esei, there's no iser yotze. So therefore, memi chalav is included in the heter, because there also in memi chalav there's also no iser yotze, because we're only dealing with an iser esei. So there's no iser yotze. However, that's really not true, because Atkan lo kami Rabbi Ramban vayirayim that Meimei Chalav is included in the heter, unless we're talking about Chalav Behema. That Meimei Chalav isn't included in the heter. When is Meimei Chalav not included in the heter? If you're talking about the milk of a Behema, because the Alfusa to be Matir is because it says in the pasuk Chalav, and they hold that Meimei Chalav isn't included in Chalav, but Chalav Adam. The Alfusa to be Matir is not because it says Chalav, but rather because it says Hu Tamei Kimal Geru Hu Tamei Vein Chalav Malchishtaim Tamei. So it's from the Alfusa of Hu. Milk isn't mentioned. Rather, it's a Heter Kali of Yotzim and Adam Mutter, and therefore it would be Pshita that Meimei Chalav Shel Isha is also included in the Heter. So there's no Tzad at all to answer Meimei Chalav Shel Isha, because it can only start if the whole heter comes from the word chalav. So if the whole heter comes from the word chalav, then meimei chalav is not included in that. But since the heter here is not from the word chalav, so it's from the word hu tamei ve'en chalav malchei shtayim tamei. So meimela it's going to be mutter on all ends. So there's no tzad at all to aser it. Even if you hold that there's a concept of Eivr Min HaChai by a human being, but we're still going to be Matir the Meimei Chalav, because there's a Heter Klali of the milk of a woman, And again, not from the word of milk, which would exclude meme chala, but from the drash of hu tame, and that excludes anything that has to do with the milk of a woman, which should include meme chala, and therefore it's mutter on all ends. Terrific. Now we get to the last nafkamina, and that is b'cholav shel chaya das haram remeir b'chulin kufbeis of an aleph. That Eivor Men Achai is only knowing Bibahema Tahara. So now, according to the Tzad, that milk is Aser, Alts Eivor Men Achai, or Alts Yotzei Me Eivor Men Achai. So according to Meir, the milk of Achaya is going to be Mutter, because he holds that there's no Iser Eivor Men Achai when we're talking about Achaya. It's only a Bibahema Tahara. So if the yisur of milk, the tzad to be aser milk or meme chalav, is alts eiver men achai, that wouldn't apply to achaya. But according to another view, the habin and aser chalav is alts yisur yotze me yisur sheinu zavuach. So chay is also an yisur of esay aveinu zavuach. So the chalav would be aser, and the end ramati of the chalav, but the nafkamina would be for me chalav, that the mechalav of the chaya is aser. So there we have six nafkaminas between the various shitas. As we saw, just betamsis, is there malchus b'mei mechalav? Right, we saw the three drachim. The three drachim that we saw to explain the havamina of the gemara aser chalav. One is alts eiver menachai or baser menachai. Two, Iser Mishum Yotze Me Eivor Men Hachai. And three, Yotze Me Iser Eino Zavuach. And this, we said, is Nogea V'Halacha, not only to actual milk, but Meme Cholav, which is the liquid that separates from the cheese that you're making. So there's no Pasuk to be Matir. And we had six Nafkaminas. One is there Malkus B'Meme Cholav. Is there an Isser to eat Meme Chalav Shalakadar Chachila? Is it Ben Noach Musral Meme Chalav? Also, Nafkamina B'Chalav Shal Behema Trefa Imasral Ben Noach? Is it Asir Yerachatzi Shir Meme Chalav? Nafkamina B'Chalav Shal Isha? And according to Reb Meir, that there's no Isser Eivor Men Achai B'Chaya, is there an Isser Meme Chalav Shal Chaya? And as we'd explained, each of the various Nafkaminas, how they would play out according to the different Shitas, the Hadvarim Hayun Flaim. And we hope to revisit this very interesting topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.